Hello, and welcome to the Compliance Best Practice Podcast Series. I am Catherine Streff, your host, and I am here with Lisa Walter, Vice President of HIM Consulting at Optum 360. Lisa has more than 30 years of leadership in the healthcare revenue cycle industry. She currently manages a team of coding subject matter experts and is responsible for helping Optum healthcare provider clients conduct comprehensive audits of their HIM utilization, especially as it relates to coding quality and ensuring they are identifying gaps and meeting coding quality standards. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Catherine.
So to start us off, Lisa, as a coding expert, could you speak to the importance of coding audits in ensuring compliance?
Sure. With the ICD-10 implementation only 3 weeks away, it's creating a sense of urgency. Coding programs have spent time and money preparing their coders, but until they're tested with real documented accounts, no one really knows for sure if their coding will be 100% compliant. We all know that auditing was important for ICD-9, but it is now essential for the complexity of ICD-10. Auditing for ICD-10 compliance will not only identify coding quality issues and educational opportunities, but it will uncover further opportunities for clinical documentation improvement. With the ICD-10, there is a potential for increased denials in the future, and coding audits will proactively help prevent them and any financial takebacks in the future. The uncertainty of ICD-10 coding compliance certainly heightens the risk of fraud and abuse, and auditing target focus areas can help minimize that exposure to the risk. It's recommended that an initial intensive review of coding practices take place during the next 3 months post ICD-10, and then customized education based on the findings should follow, with regularly scheduled reviews ongoing in 2016 and after.
How do you see ICD-10 impacting quality of coding audits for hospitals and healthcare providers?
ICD-10 raises the bar for the future coding audit programs. We can no longer waste valuable coding auditor time and budgeted dollars on doing audits as we have for so long in ICD-9. The most efficient way to do ICD-10 audits will be to utilize an automated tool that can really help with the automation of chart selection based on payer target areas, ICD-10 DRG shift opportunities, and past coding opportunities. You want to automate reports with detail that can be sorted to meet the goals of the audit, and contract with an outsourced partner that has highly experienced ICD-10 auditors. While no one is an expert yet in ICD-10, many do have several years of experience.
So, keeping the importance of audits in mind, what do you see as the challenges healthcare professionals face when conducting audits?
There are several challenges. One major challenge is the coding audit workflow and the efficiency of it. This may include several factors, such as identifying accounts to be reviewed either by random selection or a target-focused area, extracting coded accounts from the billing or the CAC system to avoid manual data entry of codes into a tracking database system. Another challenge is internal resource time to perform the audits, if the resources aren't even available to do that. Internal resource skills to perform the audits are also a concern. If no one is experienced with I-10 auditing, how will you really know if they can perform it better than the coders that are doing it themselves? Peer-to-peer issues may be a problem. Many auditors feel reluctant to identify opportunities for their peers, seeing it as punitive instead of educational, or also limited technology to support audit results. It's really important to track results for educational opportunities and trend those results for compliance reporting and coder accountability.
And finally, Lisa, can you share with us your thoughts on 2 or 3 best practices that compliance officers and coding managers must follow to ensure coding quality and compliance?
Yes, the primary focus of coding audit should be to get the best results possible from the time spent auditing. This is to identify coding quality and compliance risks, educational opportunities, and the need for individual coder counseling. You want to focus on quickly addressing and resolving coding and billing issues and remediate coder education to prevent further quality issues, as well as conducting audits with an effective frequency, at least quarterly, and at least once annually using an external reviewer. Also, to get the most value out of coding audits, reporting is key. This should include an executive summary, detailed findings by account reviewed, coder performance scoring, DRG shifts, both up and down, and the financial impact of those shifts, clinical documentation improvement opportunities, as well as trending results by coder, facility, provider, DRG, and any other way that will help you improve your coding program. Finally, once the reports are presented and reviewed, it is critical to take immediate corrective action based on the coding audit findings. The report should be reviewed to identify the root causes, determine education versus training needs, identify focus areas for ongoing monitoring, and finally, provide data needed for individual coder performance corrective action plans as needed.
Lisa, thanks so much for being here today and for your insight on coding quality and compliance. And thanks to all who are listening. For any questions you may have for Lisa or on compliance offerings from Optum, visit optum.com/gocompliance or send an email to Lisa at compliancesuite@optum.com. Thanks again.